producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Here we are in the middle of the holiday season. People are scurrying around, grabbing up last-minute packages, wrapping them up, and setting them a sail to reach their final destinations. On Tuesday, yet another Republican debate. Oh, what will this bring us this time around? Little presents to be unwrapped, perhaps? Will Ben Carson and Donald Trump go at it? Will Donald Trump and Ted Cruz have a row or two? Either way, you know that lots of people will be watching. In fact, Rush Limbaugh on his show blasted Trump for bashing Cruz. Mark Levin blasted Trump for criticizing Cruz. It's kind of a pile-on as far as Cruz is concerned. But his doctor says he's the healthiest ever elected president. I love the choice of words. He will be the healthiest elected president. Not if or when. He will be. He will be. And Dr. Carson is in a free fall. The evangelicals have jumped off his bandwagon, and they are jumping on Cruz's bandwagon. That's for sure. Ben Carson led in some national polls, was handily beating Donald Trump in Iowa, and has seen now that he's fallen to third tier. So what is it that led to Carson all of a sudden going in the opposite direction? I think part of it is Ted Cruz getting support from evangelicals, as was mentioned. There's been a flurry of negative Carson stories. I don't know, maybe that has hit him lately. A new NBC Wall Street Journal poll that came out this weekend showed Trump still leads the race with 27%. Cruz second at 22%. Two polls in the key battleground state of Iowa show Carson's greatest freefall. A Fox poll showed Carson in fourth place with just 10%. Cruz leading Trump 28% to 26%. By the way, Bloomberg Des Moines Register poll that was released over the weekend had Carson in third place with 13 points, trailing well behind Carson's 31%. Spin the wheel of fortune. Who is there standing in the end on the stage accepting the nomination? I don't know for the Republicans if we know for sure who that person is going to be. Donald Trump still has a few dragons to slay. Does he have the most at stake in this debate? Some people would say he does. But he has to really step up. In Las Vegas. That's what we're talking about. It's going to be a lot of back and forth for sure. I think that a lot of the focus is going to be on ISIS, because now there's big concern about ISIS and foreign policy, and then segging into what's happening in this country. That will be part of it. Hopefully no stupid questions about who they would play if they had a fantasy football team. It's just not funny. It's just not the fun questions. I don't get it. I get trying to be funny, but it just doesn't fit. Oh, and by the way, let's talk fantasy football here in the middle of this debate. Here's a scary headline I read today. Navy commander warns of South China arms race. It's true, the Pacific Fleet Commander has warned that this is possible. They could engulf the area. Nations are tempted to use military force to settle territorial spats instead of what we supposedly all follow, international law. So what does that mean? It means there's maneuvering for territory. Think of the decades of peace and prosperity. Now that could change overnight. The commander's name is Admiral Scott Swift, and he's really pushing back China and other nations to settle whatever the dispute is. Whatever the dispute is. You think about this. China claims most of the South China Sea, more than 5 trillion, that's right, I said trillion, 5 trillion of world trade ships every year, a fifth of it, heading to and from U.S. ports. So think about who has to travel beyond what is needed. You know, what do they need on these ships for self-defense? So because of the fact that there's been peace for so long, it's pretty scary to think that that would change. Ships, aircraft, all that stuff. Everybody's subject to international law. But if that boundary is broken open by China, all bets are off. Then what? I mean, Beijing is rejecting the court's jurisdiction and has boycotted the hearings that they're having these hearings on territory. Rulings are supposed to be binding for member countries, which would include China. But the tribunal has no power of enforcement. And sometimes the verdicts are just flat out ignored. So that's the bad news. There's precedent for it just to be ignored. No way is there going to be a big uprising to make that right. It's not going to happen. I mean, think about it. In October, the U.S. guided missile destroyer sailed close to one of China's man-made islands. There was a definite blowback from that. So the U.S. Navy is unlikely to carry out any kind of patrol within 12 nautical miles of the Chinese-built islands in the South China Sea. I don't think so. They're not going to challenge that. It doesn't make sense. By the way, because some of you are pinging me on this with the battle of the wrapped versus the unwrapped presents, we seem to be having a moment of unwrapping, that more people are saying presents should be unwrapped, not presents under the tree, the presents that are in the stocking. They should be thrown in the stocking unwrapped. I know, it seems so trivial, doesn't it? But to me, I don't get it. Why do you throw things in a stocking if they're not wrapped? You're just reaching your hand and then kids would just pull it all out anyway, right? Stay with us.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here we go. It's funny, I just came back from Phoenix and I really had just a fabulous time. Every time I go there, I discover something new. I went on a little hike and it was great and the weather was wonderful, and I also had a chance to play golf too as well. And that's when I think of Phoenix, that's what I think of. I always think that it's kind of like a Christmas present. You can keep unwrapping it and you'll find something new and exciting. So Kate on the Road this time takes you to Phoenix, and we've got Doug McKenzie who joins us. He's the Director of Media Relations for Visit Phoenix. Hey, Doug, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Kate. Anytime.
So let's talk about Phoenix. And as I said, and seriously, I feel that way. I've been there for championships. I've been there for a Super Bowl. I've been there for college football, some sports, too, along the way. You have a great football team. When people come to Phoenix, what do you suggest? And I know this is just a tall task to try to break this down, but what are the top three things you would say, oh, please don't miss this on your first trip?
Oh, gee. There's so many things. The top three would be pretty hard, but I could certainly suggest many. As Phoenix is a mega event town, we hosted the Super Bowl last year and the national champ game in January, and we have the Final Four game in 2017. There's also so many small nooks and mom and pop wonderful restaurants that people can try. We just had seven of our Greater Phoenix area chefs prepare dinner at the James Beard House in New York. And their selections of food is certainly amazing. So with 320 days of sunshine, you can see that the agritourism component is a wonderful avenue to explore. Some great restaurants. We make our own olive oil, Pine Creek Olive Mill. We have such a variety of craft beer breweries that make their own beer, and, of course, Arizona wine. Certainly, I would suggest anyone going in and exploring the desert. So many people have only seen cactus like we have in cartoons, and you'll have a real chance to see a very lush, exciting, living desert that is great for hikes, mountain biking. We have some good hot air balloons. And if you don't have time to go only 15 minutes from the urban core, you'll be in the desert for a great hike. Our Desert Botanical Garden has the largest collection of succulents in North America, and you'll see a wide range of wonderful cactus at these gardens. And, of course, our resorts are truly offer luxury accommodation with exciting spa treatments. They have certainly some Native American treatments that include mud. One resort has a hot golf ball massage.
Ooh.
Instead of using stones. Another one offers a caviar facial. So certainly an afternoon at the spa is always a fun respite when you're visiting our many, many resorts in our collection of hotels.
I love that you said that about cactus, because the cactus is really neat. There's all different kinds of cactus. And when I went on my hike and it was in the desert, that's exactly what I found. I was like, wow, it's like the landscape is changing right before my eyes, and I had no idea. So every corner, every bend, every switchback I went kind of through, I saw that, and I thought it was just absolutely fascinating. And the weather changes too, right? So it can be really warm during the day, depending on when you're there, but then at night it can be a little cooler.
Well, certainly being in the desert, the early mornings and the evenings, when you experience both lovely sunrise and sunsets with vibrant colors of turquoise, pink, and purple coming over the mountains. It does get a little cooler for a light jacket or a sweater, but certainly, I must say, people can leave their parkas behind.
I like that you can leave your parkas behind. So, and you mentioned the food, and when I was there, I have to tell you, I can't remember the name of the restaurant. Oh, I want to say it's Roosty's Rooster or something like that. Does that sound familiar? I had...
Yes.
Roosty's Rooster?
Rustler's
I had
Roost, right?
Yes. Yeah, Rustler's Roost. That's it. Rustler's Roost. I had rattlesnake, and it was great. It tasted like chicken. Have you tasted the rattlesnake?
I have. That is some people's little delicacy, but we certainly have wonderful Pan-Asian food that's exciting. We have a good Thai food. We have some great sushi. And what we also have is some great wood-burning pizza places. We have four just in our downtown area. Our downtown Phoenix area is a wonderful place to visit with local restaurants. We have an area, Roosevelt Row, with art galleries, music, certainly wonderful cafes to eat, and they have a First Friday celebration of every month where thousands of people enjoy music and a wonderful walk through the Arts District. And into downtown from the airport, we have our wonderful light rail system that offers an astonishing $4 for unlimited light rail service for the day. So that's a bargain if you you want to travel on light rail, too.
All right, there's some great suggestions. So you can take a hike, you can go get a spa treatment, you can go partake in some great food, do the Friday thing. Sounds like a lot of fun to me. Doug McKenzie, Director of Media Relations for Visit Phoenix, thanks so much for coming on Kate on the Road.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you. Thanks, Doug. Now we go to our correspondent for Kate on the Road, Bob Phillips. Take it away, Bob.
Hi, Kate. You know, with Christmas just around the corner, many Americans are wondering what cities they can visit to get into the Christmas spirit. Of course, there are the usual ones like New York City, Chicago, and Vail, Colorado. But what city goes so far as to change its name to Christmas? The city of McAdenville, North Carolina, is a small town about 20 minutes outside of Charlotte, and they get so much into the Christmas spirit that each December they change the name of their village to Christmastown, USA. More than 600,000 people visit Christmastown, USA to see the 500,000 lights and the 375 lighted trees. The goal of the organizers has always been, when people enter this small magical town, that they experience the Christmas of their childhood. Each year, the elementary school holds a contest for its students, and the winner has the privilege of pulling the big switch that turns on all the lights. They are currently celebrating their 60th year. 500 miles to the south in Florida, you will find not much snow, but you will find a small community of Christmas. Yes, Christmas, Florida. In keeping with the Yuletide spirit, the streets have such names as Candy Cane, Frosty, Rudolph, Blitzen, Donner, Dasher, Dancer, Cupid, and Comet. The original community was called Fort Christmas, named for the time of year the fort was built in 1837. Christmas is located about 20 miles east of Orlando. The small post office sees plenty of activity prior to the holidays because people come from miles around to have their Christmas cards and holiday mail postmarked Christmas, Florida. And even in summer, the post office is decorated for the holidays with a wreath on the outside and a Christmas tree in the lobby. Only in Christmas, Florida. Happy holidays, everyone. Back to you, Kate.
Thanks, Bob. You know, it's interesting because I look at some of the great places, and he's talking about the great places to spend Christmas, and I'm someone that's, I've lived in so many places, as you all know. I've had the fortune, the great fortune, to live all over this fabulous country, from the West Coast to California, grew up in the East Coast, lived in the Midwest, lived in the Southeast, lived in the South, Southwest. You get the idea. My family at one point talked about, and it was so crazy expensive, but we talked about going to Hawaii for Christmas and how beautiful it would be to be on the islands. And I don't know, to me, I like the whole cold weather thing. I love Hawaii, but I like the whole cold weather thing. And Hawaii, when we looked, even looked into the hotels, wow, it was crazy expensive. But it's a time when a lot of people go and they visit, especially Honolulu, Maui, and all those places in between in the islands. The big islands, always super, super crowded. People who own condos keep it for their families. Another great place makes me think of our fabulous listener, Izzy, who moved to Malta just about a month ago. Christmas in Malta is a very, very big year. Every year, the people that live there open their shutters and their garage doors, and they display, like, their holy crib confections, let's just put it that way, like all kinds of candies and cool things and life-size nativity deals all over the place. And it's huge. It's a very, very, very big deal. They even have an experience where they put it in the middle of the, I want to say it's in the middle of these abandoned fields, where they have actors and families. I mean, all the villagers go there. I guarantee Izzy's probably hanging out there somewhere right now in Malta. So we're getting closer to the holidays, travel time. It's great. And next week we'll regale you with more tales with Kate on the road.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
I'll tell you what, I'm just thinking of it now for the first time. If I get in, we will review his case, I promise you.
This kind of divisive talk literally plays into the hands of our enemies. Literally. It's quite clear that ISIS and other groups want to see division in this country.
That would be Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, and before that, Donald Trump. Talking about Pete Rose, two very different things, but isn't it interesting, de Blasio banging on Trump, saying that it's so divisive, the conversation that he started. But that's old news, because I think pretty much everybody has dealt with that now at this point. Will it come up during the debate on Tuesday? One would think that that would be something that would happen in the debate. And ultimately, what does the rest of the stage have to say about it, which will be pretty, I suppose, interesting in one from one perspective anyway. As we bang around in a few different directions, you have 34 Islamic nations form a coalition to fight terrorism. How about that? What's interesting is this is something that so many people have screamed about for a long time. Why, oh, why aren't the moderate Muslims or those who don't like their religion being portrayed this way, why aren't they there protesting? Why aren't they saying anything? And by stepping up and saying something, I think finally they're ringing the bell or answering the problem, because in addition to Saudi Arabia, the coalition includes Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, the Palestinians, Somalia, Egypt, Morocco. And you get the idea here as we go through the list. So what does it mean? Since September 2014, our military has been the primary leading force against ISIS. We're leading the coalition anyway. So now, does this mean the Arabs and this Arab allies are fighting against ISIS with airstrikes? The Pentagon reveals that half the Arab countries in the coalition have carried out no bombing in Iraq and Syria at all. So what does that mean? Bahrain and Jordan haven't dropped any bombs in months. But if you've got a so-called coalition, that means there's a change. And the viewpoint maybe has changed somewhat if they're willing to come together in this coalition. Because really it's been low profile up to this point and suppressed responses. So if they're making that kind of a response, the suppressed responses are out the window. I mean, they are out of the window. A sad anniversary just passed. You know, it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago that, and I was actually on a trip somewhere in Texas where we had the Sandy Hook horrific incident, and it's just 21st graders, six education folks gunned down by a heavily armed gunman in an elementary school. And I always say this, but schools, churches, malls, workplaces, I mean, is there no sacred cow in a sense? Is there no place to be able to just breathe? And that horrible day at Sandy Hook really made you feel, I think, heavy. There was like a heaviness in the air in all the nooks and crannies across America, you know, when that happened. And such a big push to see something different. And, I mean, just terrible. The worst nightmare one can imagine. And those first responders afterwards are really the ones that suffer afterwards, besides the families, because they couldn't do anything, weren't there quick enough, maybe even through, of course, no fault of their own. And that's what they're playing, that tape over and over again in their head about getting there soon enough, seeing what they've seen. And it's just absolutely awful in dealing with that. And so we certainly wish the people in that area, in Sandy Hook, peace, if there is such a thing. But bouncing back to the Islamic nations forming this coalition, how effective will the coalition be? I got a bunch of emails. I know we did have a mailbag, but I had a whole bunch of emails about this, including from Ron, who says, Kate, I can't imagine that this coalition amounts to anything other than a show card, because I don't think you're going to see them go after, you're really truly going to see them go after ISIS. Maybe it's just a motion to put the terrorists on notice that, hey, you want to come into our backyard, we're not going to put up with it. So go ahead and try. I think it's more significant than that, and I think with the announcement, it should be, but I could be wrong. Because they're really putting it out there. Once you put it out there like, hey, we've got this coalition, and we're excited about it, and the whole idea is to get rid of ISIS, and that's it, then you're really going on the line by saying that. And I don't know that they would put it all on the line to just back off. Meanwhile, while all of that is happening, You have Russia getting ready for $30 a barrel of oil in 2016, which is incredibly low. And they're saying they have to be prepared for prices to dump even further because you've got this global glut and new supplies. So at some period, many analysts believe it'll fall to 30 a barrel. And that would be brutal for Russia. Do we feel sorry? Oil and gas exports make up almost half of their revenue, government revenue. Oil futures were traded at their lowest level in nearly 7 years on Monday, sliding below $35 a barrel. So they say they have to be prepared for tough times. Ooh, what does that mean for the people in Russia when they're talking about the barrel going that low? And Russia has been among those really smashed by OPEC's decision to keep pumping record amounts of oil, hoping to squeeze the higher producer costs, higher cost producers out of the way. So Russia, Venezuela, Nigeria, and other oil-producing countries have been lobbying for the Saudi-led oil cartel to cut production, boom, and lift prices. But it was not a successful deal. OPEC failed to agree to a production target at their last meeting. And don't look for any kind of a big gesture to happen there at all. It doesn't make sense. They won't do that. It's not as complex as people think. Falling gas prices. Somebody sarcastically told me the arms dealers will make it up. So don't fret. Don't fret when that happens. What happens to the U.S. economy? Do we bounce into a recession? If we were making predictions for 2016, we'd be talking about that. I mean, how long can we continue to chuck money, fire it in different directions, but not helping our own citizens? Bad combination. A very, very bad combination. If we slide even further into the unemployment abyss. And it is an abyss. And actually, I think more people give up than anything else. You just don't hear about them. Statistically, they're in a category of their own. And you don't hear about most of those people. Star Wars. Coming up, we're talking about that next. Star Wars previewing in some cities, but still very much in most places, they're holding back as much as possible because of the wanting to have kind of the grand opening of the movie. And I think the lines will be certainly huge no matter where you go to check out Star Wars. In fact, most people I know already have their tickets for the upcoming weekend. How about you?
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. Significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Where the reindeers pull up and Santa flies down the chimney. Moments left for this hour of America tonight. And boy, did we bounce from a couple of different things that we were talking about into a few other rabbit holes and directions. I mentioned Star Wars. That's the conversation. The buzz in the land is all about Star Wars. Do you have your tickets? When are you going? Are you going to line up so you get there early so you get a really good seat? Are you tweeting about it? Who's your favorite character? So Star Wars fans don't want to see trailers, hear about trailers, any of that kind of thing. The Force Awakens is approaching Thursday night. Twitter has massive calls to stop the spoilers. People are saying, don't spoil it. No spoilers. No more spoilers. And you look at those pictures. How many years ago? Of Harrison Ford, and wow. And now then compared to today, it must be wild when you're an actor and then you see all these shots of you, especially now because they're being pumped out massively. But Star Wars Studio is encouraging reviewers to hold back as well. Embargo as much as you can. Because, of course, there were press screenings, and there are more that are coming up across the land. So there is the chance that you would turn on the tube and see somebody or hear something, and they're trying to discourage that. That would be a bummer, wouldn't it? It's like some people I know, if they're working, they don't want to know what happened in a ball game. And the worst would be is if they turn on the radio or have the internet open and they see what the final score is, because spoiler alert, really, you're going to go back and watch an old game now that you know the final outcome of the game. Yeah. The final outcome of Star Wars is to get butts in seats. So I don't know that you can completely spoil it anyway, but I think the idea is let's not spoil it. Let's not have too much out there other than vague references to what's happening in Star Wars, because we don't want to be ruined, especially for how many people are lining up to get their hands on those tickets. You want to talk about a hot ticket. It's a hot, hot ticket. And almost any big metropolitan area, you mention it and you'll hear, well, we already have our tickets. I bet if I called the box offices around my neighborhood and I gave you 5 minutes to do the same, you would find out that, yep, it's pretty much shut down. An opening weekend will be insane-o. You think of Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill and Harrison Ford all being reunited. I mean, it's an epic space franchise, right? All from the head, the vault, the whatever, of George Lucas. And it's about the music, the characters. You know, the original Star Wars was 1977. Wow. Put that in perspective. 1977. That's crazy. It became a pop culture phenomenon. And then there was a string of sequels that did pretty well. The Empire Strikes Back. The Return of the Jedi. So the trilogy. Then the prequel came in 99 and 2005. And now we have this movie. And it's, in one way, it's got to be a little formulaic. But in another way, it has to be really difficult to go back and just try to do this right, to go back and make people walk out of the theater, and it's not just another Star Wars with cool effects and cool characters in it, but there's some meat in it. And that's, people are saying that, for what it's worth, that there's some meat to this. But May 25th, 1977 was the first Star Wars film. And then down from there. Remember, J.J. Abrams is doing this one, The Force Awakens. And this will be on him how this goes. But I think it'll go well. How do you mess up the Star Wars franchise? I don't know. Yoda, wise man he is. Anything is possible. Or Darth Vader. Or any of the original characters. Princess Leia. what is Princess Leia going to look like by the time they're all done with her in makeup and she hits the set? What is that going to be like? I think it's going to be interesting. The moments between the cast, because that casting was so good. I wonder how good this casting will be. And that's key. Part of it is casting, especially when you're dealing with props you can't even see. It's against a green screen, which it might not be, but let's say it is. That is difficult. So Star Wars spoilers, I won't give you any. I'm afraid to add myself to that list. Except for the stars who were in it, but you knew that, right? But any of the other mentionables, let's say, that I could talk about with Star Wars, I won't do it. I won't do it. Because I don't want to be the one that spoils the fun for all of you who are going out to see the next one. Raise your hand if you're rating. Ooh, I see some people that are rating. Feeling confident that it'll come back around for them. But probably not with these candidates. I can't imagine that. They should put a moratorium on how much you can run for president. If it didn't happen this time, we're not going to give you a favor and make it happen next time. We're going to explore other areas. That, wouldn't that be a good way to say that? We're going to explore other areas. Get it? As long as they have the lightsabers, oh, I'm so cool. Watching the fight scenes with the lightsabers is the best. And you really feel like maybe Darth Vader survives. Maybe that's what's supposed to happen here. And that's probably wishful thinking on my part, since I thought he was such a great character. I thought he was just the best. And as a kid, that's what you want to see. You want to see R2-D2, you want to see CPO-3, you want to see all of the characters. Maybe not even specifically one. And we know all the characters are back in it and all the actors are back in it, but again, this doesn't tell us very much about what to expect. And that's a good thing. Nothing like going to see a movie where you only know the premise of the movie, a line or two, and that's it. And you go and watch it for the first time. Oof. It is just, for me, like walking down the boardwalk and discovering, oh, they have vanilla ice cream instead of 50,000 different flavors. Woohoo! Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Thank you, Patrick, for his fine work on the technicals.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com.